Welcome to the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction. I'm Kate McNally, host of the Folk Show on New Hampshire Public Radio. We're glad you're here for the Tupelo Public Radio Project. For the next hour, I'll be your host as we explore acoustic music with some of the most talented and accomplished musicians performing today. Tonight, our guest is Lucy Kaplansky. A little bit about Lucy. She started out singing in Chicago bars, and then just out of high school, she landed in New York City, where she found a fertile community of songwriters and performers like Suzanne Vega, John Gorka, Bill Morrissey, Cliff Eberhardt, and Sean Colvin, just to name a few. She's recorded 6 solo albums and has collaborated with Dar Williams and Richard Schindel to record and tour as Cry, 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 and most recently with John Gorka and Eliza Gilkison as Red Horse. Please give a great big Tupelo welcome to Lucy Kaplansky.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
Who keeps on trusting you when you've been cheating, spending your nights on the town? Who keeps on saying that he still wants you when you're through running? Keeps on loving you when you've been lying, saying things ain't what they seem. God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. That's the difference between God. God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. That's the difference between God and me. So who says he'll forgive you? Says that he'll miss you and dream of your sweet memory. God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. That's the difference between God and me. God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. That's the difference between God and me. Time ago, I was cast away, left for dead, a child of the road, a scavenger, never looked around, just watched my shoes moving forward on the ground, looking for a corn, a feather, face, memory. Piece of string to tie them all to me, to keep a little bit warm. I wrap myself in leaves, almost throw them away. I picked up like a refugee. You may never hear the angels sing or the voice of God on You may walk yourself alone through the hills of the night, but you'll walk with the ones you love in the valley of your life. You'll always stand with the ones you keep in the valley of your life. Once, a long time ago, there was a shepherd, took one of his own, took him up high, raised up his knife. Spoken, his face filled the sky. Leave this family, leave this home, set free to live, set free to roam. To be one of God's scavengers on this dusty road, put on that highway, life's open. Another refugee on life's open road. You may never hear the angels sing or the voice of God on high. You may walk yourself alone through the hills of the night, but you'll walk with the ones you love in the valley of your life. You'll always stand with the ones you keep in the valley of your life. You'll always stand with the ones you keep in the valley of your life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much. Does anyone know who wrote that first song? Lyle Lovett. A great song called God Will, which one day I will put on a CD. And that second one is a new song of mine I wrote with my husband that is on a brand new CD that is going to be done on Tuesday, that is coming out in September. I mean, brand new CD of mine called Reunion. That song's called Scavenger. I'm very excited about this CD. I'll tell you more about it in a few minutes. And maybe I'll do something old next. I live in New York City, and I met my husband one night at a sort of a bar. Well, it was a bar. It was also a folk club that was also a bar called Folk City. He was a fan of mine, and that's kind of all it took. Anyway, well, it's slight revisionism, but we just celebrated our, I have to do the math, 24th wedding anniversary a couple weeks ago. Thank you very much. Called 10 Year Night.
There is no one else around. The road is quiet. The only sound is wind that sounds like cars that sound like breathing. The desert air is hot and dry. Two lanes weaving earth and sky. The stars are all that's keeping time to morning. And I turn up beside me. You're sleeping like a baby. Haven't heard a word that I've been saying. And the way you look tonight, fast asleep in a dashboard light, and I can't speak. That's how I feel. Open your eyes and look at me. Look at me, 'cause I haven't held this love for you before this 10 year night. for me. We're 10 years older, I know we are, than the night we met in that downtown bar. You thought I was some kind of star, that's what you said. I felt your skin, I felt the heat. She pulled me out into the street. She kissed me there till I was weak, as I asked you to. Later on your kitchen floor, 2 flights above the grocery store, felt things I never felt before. I'm still doomed. Open your eyes and look at me. Open your eyes and look at me. 'Cause I haven't held this love for you before this 10-year night is through. I'm telling you, take it from me. Take it from me. Going 80 on the highway, we're all rushing somewhere. But the way I feel tonight, it's like I'm already there. Open your eyes and look at me, look at me. Open your eyes and look at me, look at me. 'Cause I telling you, take it from me, take it from me, take it from me, take it from me.
Another one from my new CD. See if you know who wrote this.
My father made a pretty damn good living playing music on the beauty way. He's gonna die with some money in his pocket. Wish I could do the same today, little darling. Wish I could do the same today. Doe-eyed kid and a little transistor tuned in the Wolfman jazz. Picked up a guitar, heard the sirens whisper, and I never looked back, darling. And I never looked back. I worked the clubs along the same. Polished the diamond in the rough. By the time I hit L.A., I was hotter than a pistol. But you're never hot enough, darling. You're never really hot enough. I felt the lights on the big, big stages. Fire burning in my soul. I've had those nights. It's not something you control, darling. It's not something. wish I was lying like a cat in the sun instead of working like a dog for the cash. But darling, I'm only working for the cash. Sometimes I wish I could unplug this cord in my soul. Normally money I could save. Every time I say I'm gonna quit the beauty way,
an Eliza Gilkison song. Thank you.
This is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. I'm Kate McNally from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction with Lucy Kaplansky. Lucy, the last time I saw you was when you stopped by the station in Concord with John Gorka and Eliza Gilkison, touring for the album Red Horse. It was a lot of fun to see you. Have those folks rubbed off on you as you've toured with them? How have they rubbed off on you?
I mean, basically, all I do, I don't know if you guys are, if you've ever seen them perform, John and Eliza. They're both unbelievably hilarious, and so all I do is laugh when I'm with them. I feel kind of moronic. So have they rubbed off on me?
Well, has your songwriting changed since you've been in the company of a great songwriter like John Gorka and Eliza Gilkison?
I aspire to be as good as them. I mean, I don't know if it's changed, but I just love their writing and their singing so much. I can't believe I get to tour with them. It's just like this incredible gift that keeps giving. And by the way, I should just say, we're going to make another CD, a part two. We're coming up with names that are unbelievably silly. I can tell you that right now. So it's really fun.
What were some of the names that you folks had for your group? Didn't you have some interesting
names? God. Okay, so the name is Red Horse, which John came up with because we all record for Red House Records. And, well, partly, I guess, to confuse everyone. And all we did was confuse ourselves because we always say, oh, we're Red House, but we're not. We're Red Horse. And he said, a house is a really good thing. A house is a really good thing. A horse may run, but a red horse may fly. That's what he said. All right, so Kate actually asked me a different question, which was some of the other names. One of the names that John came up with, I was in this trio 12 years ago called Cry, Cry, Cry. So John came up with Cry, John, Cry, which I thought was great, but that didn't get any votes. And Eliza came up with White People with Problems, which I thought was a little bit too literal. And then, anyway, Red Horse was the one that stuck.
Well, the Red Horse album that you recorded had some great covers on it, and you select some really great covers that you put on your albums, the last six anyway. What? How do you know when you got a good cover? What attracts you to a song and makes you want to put it on an album?
Well, first of all, I have to love the song, duh. But beyond that, I've sung a lot of songs in my life that never made it on CD or that never made it past one show. I have to be good at it. It has to work for my voice and whatever I do musically. And then when I make a CD, I actually rehearse with a band, and we kind of go through a bunch of songs. And if it works for the band and then it works for the album and it makes it to the album, I've recorded a bunch of songs that never made it to an album. Bunch of covers, including actually that La Lovett song I started with. We tried it and it just didn't quite work, and I'm going to try it again someday.
Which song was that? I'm sorry.
La Lovett's God Will. It turned out great, but I didn't need one more slow song. That's the honest truth why it didn't make it to the album.
Well, let's talk about the new album.
Great.
Any covers on the new album?
Yes, ma'am. So that Eliza Gilkison song, The Beauty Way. Oh, I don't know if I should be saying what they are yet. Maybe I should keep it a surprise. I don't know.
Well, you can tell these folks. They won't tell anyone.
I really have no idea if I should be telling you. Well, there's three others. Okay, let me think. I'm trying to remember what the songs are. There is a really great song by Amy Correa, who now I think is based out of Boston. I met her in New York. There's a great Woody Guthrie song with music by Slade Cleaves called This Morning I Am Born Again that Buddy Miller sings harmony on.
Nice.
The great Buddy Miller. And what's the other cover? My God, I cannot remember to save my life. I don't know. It'll come to me. There's another one.
Who else helps you out? Slade Cleaves is on the album.
Buddy Miller. Yep. I have some of my favorite singers in the whole world singing harmony. John Gorka sings a harmony. Eliza sings a harmony. Buddy Miller, Jonathan Brook, and my old pal Richard Schindel all sing harmony. I was so lucky to get all of them.
How is this album different than the past six?
So I actually recorded with a slightly different band configuration, and some of you may be familiar with these guys because they're based in Boston. I've played with Duke Levine for years, but the other guy who he plays with a lot and I had never worked with before is Kevin Barry, one of the world's great guitar players. So I had Duke and Kevin, my longtime drummer, Ben Whitman, and then longtime bass player, Zeb Katz, and great acoustic bass player, Stefan Crum. So the big thing that was different is that Kevin is a very acoustic player. He plays incredible acoustic guitar, lap steel, national guitar. So it's a little bit more acoustic than anything I've ever recorded. A little more, I don't know, rootsier kind of. So it really does sound different.
Did you have a theme going with the album, with the songs you decided to put on it, a concept?
You know, I never have a theme until I realize that there's a theme later. It's never conscious. This one really, the name of the album is Reunion, and it's very much about, at least the original songs are generally about family. I lost both my parents in the last few years. I mean, they were elderly and it was their time, but it's an incredibly huge loss for me. And a lot of lyrics about them and about my daughter who's now nine and sort of the centrality of my family. So that's kind of the theme.
This is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. How about some more music from Lucy Kaplansky?
Sure. I'm going to move over to the piano. I'm going to do the Eliza Gilkison song that I recorded for the Red Horse CD, which is just such an extraordinary song. I actually, by accident, put it on in my car today, my version of it that John Gorka sings on, and I just was spellbound by the song. I really was. Hadn't heard it in a while. What a great song. It's called Sanctuary.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, thou art with me. Though my heart's been torn on fields of battle, thou art with me. Though my trust is gone and my faith not near, in love's sanctuary, thou art with me. Through desolation's fire and fear's dark thunder, thou art with me. Through the sea of desires that drag me under, though I've been traded in like a souvenir in love's sanctuary, thou art with me. Through the doubter's gloom and the cynic's sneer, thou art with me. In the crowded rooms of a mind unclear, down a trail of tears in love's sanctuary, thou art with me. In love's sanctuary, thou art with me. In love's sanctuary,
this is the song of mine that John Gorka does on the Red Horse CD. And I love the way he does it, and I actually stole some stuff from him. I don't know if that counts. I'm stealing since my song.
Don't mind me, I'm just a little maniacal. You and derailed when I'm without you. Don't mind me. Don't mind me. You could love me just a little, it'd be okay. 'Cause I couldn't leave you anyway. Don't mind me. It doesn't matter what you say, I just like the way you sound. If you turn away, I'll just turn you back around. Come on, baby, please play your song for me. Play your song. It's just your burning gravity that brings me to my knees in front of you. Yeah. Don't blame me, but I just wanna get you on the ground. Play a little lost and found. Don't you say, I just like the way you sound. And if you turn away, I'll just turn you back around. Come on, baby, please play your song for me. Play your song. could love me. You could only love me. I'd walk across, I'd close to you. I'd stop the rain and wind for you. I'd save all of my sin for you, for you. You.
I recently learned three chords on the mandolin because I was inspired. Duke Levine gave me this mandolin years ago. I think he had a bunch, and he just had an extra one. And I basically handed it to my daughter and said, you can have this. And then we went to see Paul McCartney play last year, which was incredible, by the way. And he played like 10 instruments, and one was mandolin. And I literally said to myself the next morning, for God's sake, Lucy, learn three chords. So I did. And that inspired me to write a song, amazingly. So this is a song that was inspired by a moment. And I just have to give you a little bit of backstory. So my dad was from Toronto, and his mother, my grandmother, from absolutely nothing, she immigrated from Poland, started a bakery chain that was very successful called Health Bread. And he and all of them, everybody, he and his three siblings and everyone worked in the bakery. And then he had the chance to go to grad school for math in the States, and he left, and he never went back. And he was the only one who ever left. So about a year ago, I got to play in Toronto, and I have about 50 cousins in Toronto, and they all came to my show. Not a lot of other people, but my cousins were there, and we had dinner, and it was just so wonderful to see everyone. And there was this moment as I was doing my encore in the dark in this room with my cousins where I acknowledged and realized, and they all kind of acknowledged with me, that we had all lost our parents, and the last three had been three of our mothers in the last year, after all those years. And that moment inspired this song. This is the title song of what's going to be my new CD. This is called Reunion.
Where we all go, summer 1971, from Chicago to Toronto for our family reunion. A dad at the wheel driving 5 hours at a clip, swimming in the afternoons at another Motel 6. First stop in town was my grandmother's bakery. She stood there and welcomed us, the American celebrities. I saw her photo on the wall, I thought she was the famous one. Then my uncles and her gave us all the cookies we want. And here we are together. Our father's gone. Here we are together, 40 years on. daughters and sons. This is our reunion. This is our reunion. Later in an old fancy restaurant, she wore the crown, surrounded by all her kin, looking proudly around. I watched my dad with his brothers, with their gray-green eyes and their handsome faces with dark shadows behind. All the things my dad loved, his brothers gave to him. Mathematics and opera and Gilbert and Sullivan. I used to believe he was the lucky one, the one who got away, the mysterious prodigal son, at that family reunion, 1971. And here we are together, our father is gone. Here we are together, 40 years on. Here we are together, just daughters and sons. This is our reunion. This is our reunion. This is our reunion. This is our reunion.
Thank you.
This is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. I'm Kate McNally from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction with Lucy Kaplansky. Just want to thank you, Lucy, for telling the stories of love, family, loss, and life that you do, and the way you do it keeps us buying your music.
Oh, my God, what a nice thing to say. Thank you. That's what I buy music for.
One of the finest folk writers in the country, Scott Ellerick, who asked me to say hello, by the way, called you the troubadour laureate of young urban women. So, Lucy, whose troubadour are you?
Wait, whose troubadour am I?
Who do you sing to?
Who do I sing to? People, I guess people like me. I mean, the people who come to see me play, Exactly. Like the people sitting here. I mean, I meet so many of you because, you know, I love to say hello to people after the show. I really do. And people are so incredibly nice and gracious and generous. And they so often tell me that they're touched by something in one of the songs. And so I think they're kind of like me.
And what about your writing? What about your writing when you sit down with your husband and you're partnering on a tune? What's your audience for the song? Is it the two of you, or is there a bigger audience when you're writing?
It's definitely the two of us. In fact, my audience is him. My husband, Rick Lipton, by the way, his name is Rick, so we're Lucy and Ricky. Just have to point that out, because it's kind of this amazing thing. We didn't even realize it for 2 years after we met. But he's a really brilliant writer, and in the thank yous on this CD, I thanked him for his gift of words and for teaching me to write, because he did teach me to write. So if I am writing something, a lot of times I'll write something, bring it to him. A lot of times he'll write something, bring it to me. And we're definitely doing it for each other. If he thinks it's good, then I know it's good. He is unbelievably tough on me. He's a professor at NYU in the film school, and he's very tough. He's also a fantastic teacher, but he's tough. And he doesn't accept okay or mediocre or sort of good. It has to be great. And that's a great thing to have as a husband and partner, and you know, we argue sometimes as a result. But
oh, I'd love to be a fly on that wall.
Oh no, you wouldn't.
Do you have any advice, Lucy, for emerging songwriters regarding the value of carrying on the folk tradition? Like you are, you're including a Woody Guthrie tune on your new album, On Reunion. Do you have any advice or suggestions or a passion about carrying on the folk tradition?
Well, the folk tradition. I mean, I think the folk tradition, sort of broadly defined, has to do with songs that are meaningful in some way, as opposed to sort of confections that is on the radio a lot. You know, songs that carry meaning and move people. That's why I listen to music. And I can't, I guess, say strongly enough that that's... I mean, there's a place for pop confections. I'm not arguing about that. But I think there's a whole realm of music that needs to carry meaning and sometimes political, sometimes emotional. And without that, I know I wouldn't be listening to music. So if anybody out there is listening who wants to sort of be a singer-songwriter, well, write from your heart. I mean, that's sort of cliche, but write what you know, which is not a cliche. That's really true. And write about something that means something real. And the other thing, I guess, just in terms of advice is it takes a really long time to build any kind of career. So you really have to stick with it. I mean, it took me years to get to the point where I could make a living.
Speaking of time, when you started out, you were in Chicago and you left town to go to New York. Did you have a plan?
A plan. I wanted to be a singer. That was my plan. I didn't have a plan. No plan. And I took a long detour, which I think you know, Kate, but maybe some people listening don't, which is that I started out singing. I was actually doing really well in New York. I got a really, really good review in the New York Times when I was 21. And then I quit and went back to school and became a psychologist, clinical psychologist. So I'm actually Dr. Kaplansky. I actually just paid back my last grad school loan last month. Thank you very much, Sally Mae. Don't have to hear from her anymore.
Do you ever wonder if you chose the right path? We know you did, but do you ever wonder, did I choose the right path?
I think I went the only path I could go. I don't think there, you know, first of all, if I had just stuck with music, I wasn't very good back then. I really wasn't. So I needed to sort of make the weird, twisted detour that I made in order to become who I am. I mean, and becoming a psychologist was no small thing. Like, I actually learned a lot, you know? So that's colored everything about the way I am and the way I think and the way I understand the world. So I don't regret that at all.
And you came back and, well, you didn't. You never really went away because you were hanging out playing with people like Sean Colvin and Nancy Griffith. And then you just dove back in.
I dove back in and my husband really encouraged me. He thought I met him when I first had given up music and he thought I was crazy because he was a fan of mine. Eventually, I went back.
Is there a song that you wish you'd written?
Oh, so many. Are you kidding me? I mean, a song, I'm off the top of my head. Emmy Lou Harris's song, Boulder to Birmingham. One of the great songs ever written. I wish I'd written that. There are many, though. There are many, many, many. Dar Williams' song, February, one of the great songs ever written. A lot of others.
This is the Tupelo Public Radio Project, and we should listen to some more music from Lucy Kaplansky.
This is another one that'll be on the new CD. This was inspired in part by a Mother's Day a couple of years ago when I had to be away from my husband and daughter because I was doing a gig. And I was just miserable the whole time. It's called Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day, I'm in an airport alone. My daughter sounds happy on the phone. I've had a picture in my head all day.
A mother wraps up her baby and walks away. She's asleep when I get home. I wake up before anyone. Climb in her bed with her and hold my body next to hers. Just an ordinary day. Hey, I kiss her face when she's awake. She tells me about yesterday. She brings me the card she made for me, Polly and Mom and an apple tree. And I pour her milk, cook her eggs, make her lunch, pack her bag, walk her to school, kiss her goodbye. She runs inside, I start to cry. It's just an ordinary day. Just an take it away. She grabs it right back. She's not afraid. Just an ordinary day. Just an ordinary day. No. Ago, December day, my mother wraps up her baby and walks away. Just an ordinary day. Hey,
so that was partly about my daughter, Molly, who's 9, and the love of my life, aside from my husband. I wrote this when she was around 2, and she loved looking at the moon outside our window. We have a beautiful view of the Manhattan skyline. Now she's all grown up, and she's interested in, you know, the Beatles and Harry Potter. Not so interested in the moon anymore. But she came up with a really great name for this song. I called it Manhattan Moon for obvious reasons. She calls it Molly's Moon.
They say you wanna see the moon outside of our living. Over the Manhattan sky, like we saw last night. You don't understand where she's gone. When the morning comes, I promise you she'll be back tonight. We'll find her and we'll say goodnight. So you look for her in the books we read, in the shadows curve you show her. Sun goes down and she's there again. Brighter now, your brand new friend. And for me, skylines change. Same old buildings rearrange. The sky sky's a richer shade of blue, and the moon's my new friend too. I used to travel in a straight line, now I'm walking on a road that winds. Take my hand, we take our time, we take our time, take our time. Shines on our half of the sky, and on the half you left behind. When it's nighttime here, it's morning there, but the moon's the same everywhere. While I'm singing you a lullaby, someone's waking up on the other side. The moon's shining on her too. She'll see it and she'll think of you. She'll think of you. I used to travel in a straight line, walking on a road of wines. Take my hand, take our time, take our time, take our time. You hear music in everything, rain to drum, the traffic sings. I listen to and I dance along, we keep on dancing. Take my hand, take our time, take our time. Oh, we take our time. Oh, we take our time.
Thank you.
This is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. I'm Kate McNally from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction with Lucy Kaplansky. The new album is called Reunion from Lucy Kaplansky, and she's also working on a new one with Red Horse to be named later.
Yes.
And then a busy summer for you, lots of shows and festivals on tap?
A bunch of shows, and then a really busy fall when my CD is going to come out in September, and then I'm going to be really busy.
Now you have a website, Lucy. Could people go to your website to find out where you're going to be and
yes,
when they can get your CD?
Yes, absolutely. LucyKaplansky.com, and then I'm also on Facebook, and I do little posts about everything on Facebook, and I will absolutely be telling all about the CD there, too.
Lucy, I think we have time for just one more song.
Oh, really?
Is there something special you'd like to play?
Yeah. Is it okay if I do a sad one?
Lucy Kaplansky, everybody, on the Tupelo Public Radio Project on New Hampshire Public Radio.
When I was growing up, my mom had a favorite saying, which was, "No matter how long the night, the day is sure to come." This is called Sleep Well.
No more sweet goodnight kiss, nurse's hand tuck you in, no husband to sleep next to, no children say goodnight to you, no more missing him at night, you think that he's by your side, no more funeral to bear. the same. The night may be long, but the day will surely come. Now troubles have you none, so sleep well, darling, till when you can't sleep, walking through the house you'd keep. In the dark, you were afraid someone else could slip away. You would sit beside our beds, watch our breathing as we slept. Now photos of us next to you, you can't see them, but we do. You used to say the night may be long, but the day will surely. So sleep well, darling, till the morn. Sleep well, mother, till the morn.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Tupelo Public Radio Project, a joint project of New Hampshire Public Radio and the Tupelo Music Hall. I'm Kate McNally, host of The Folk Show on New Hampshire Public Radio. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can find out more information about this series on the Folk Show page of nhpr.org. Special thanks to Lucy Kaplansky.
Thank you very much, Kate, and thank you.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and New England College in Henniker, New Hampshire, honoring and preserving the mission of Chester College. Information at nec.edu. And the Brattleboro Retreat, providing treatment programs for young people ages 5 to 12 in their fully renovated Children's Inpatient Psychiatric Center. Information at brattlebororetreat.org. Art of the Song is on the way next here at the stations of New Hampshire Public Radio, WEVO Concord 89.1, WEVS Nashua 88.3, WEVH Hanover 91.3, WEVN Keene 90.7, WEVC Gorham 107.1, WEVJ Jackson 99.5, WEVF Colbrook 90.3, and WEVQ Littleton 91.9, and online at nhpr.org. I'm Kate McNally, inviting you to do this again next Sunday night, 7 to 10, here at the stations of New Hampshire Public Radio. And don't forget, we have a Facebook group. It's NHPR Folk. So hang out with us on Facebook, too. Be safe, stay well, and thanks again.